When a psychology graduate is dissatisfied with her $65,000 in debt, she takes life by the reins and learns to scale her equestrian art business. Welcome, everybody. My name is Chris Gellibo. You are listening to Side Hustle School. This one goes out to all the artists who are tired of making $15 to $25 at a time on Etsy. Or if you know an artist, pay attention, because this one goes on to triple her income in the course of a year. How does she do it? Not by waiting for something to come to her. She goes out and gets it. It's just like that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it send out a regular newsletter and purchase online advertising. Now, there are some clear lessons to follow in this story. So if you are trying to increase your art sales or really anything else, honestly, there are some lessons here that you can adapt in your own way. I hope you enjoy the story. Graduate uses equestrian art to canter out of debt. That story is coming right up. In 2018, Bettina Norton was fresh out of grad school and had no idea what to do. She had just earned a master's degree in psychology, but had realized she didn't want to work in that field. Hey, it happens. She's not the only one. Bettina knew she could handle a lot. She had just spent 2 years going to grad school while working full-time. She could rely on herself, and she had a feeling that if she put her energy into it, she could do something big. Bettina quickly decided that the big thing she wanted to put her time and energy into was paying off her debts. She had $55,000 in student loans and another $10,000 in credit card debt. From what she could tell, the fastest way to do this was to scale her art business. Wait, an art business? What's that? Okay, right. Bettina had been creating and selling art since she was in her early 20s. Her main subject was horses, a passion of hers since she was a child. She created equestrian-themed fine art, prints, and lifestyle items. Now, up until this point, she had been selling without much focus, and typically made about $5,000 to $15,000 a year from it. Ironically, this was just enough money to pay for her own horse every year. Turns out those horses don't come cheap, and just wait until they get to college. Bettina knew she could make more money from her art, even if others doubted her. Despite the naysayers, get it? She knew her business had real potential. Not only that, but she knew that figuring out how to maximize her profits could be an important key to paying off her debt. That's why she decided to stop horsing around and get to work on a plan to ramp up art sales. Until now, she'd only taken small, passive approaches to selling her work. She hung her art up in coffee shops and maintained her website. She says that she was just counting on people to show up to her metaphorical shop door. She definitely wasn't leading her horses to water or making them drink. While customers would show up occasionally, Bettina says that she didn't know how to create demand or market effectively, and she knew she had to, at least if she wanted to make more money. So first, she began to build her email list. To do this, Bettina spent a week going back through her inbox and copying and pasting the email of every single person who had ever bought from her. This got her up to 130 people. From there, she asked every person she was talking with on Instagram if they wanted to be on the list. She added another 100 people from there. Bettina also followed the launch process outlined in the $100 Startup. Hey, that's my book. And had her first launch in May 2019. In just a week, she made $15,000 from a collection she called the Simplicity Series. Now take note, this was the most money Bettina had ever made in a year before, at least from her art sales. Suddenly, the reasons for a launch all seemed to click into place. Hollywood directors don't just release a movie one random day and hope people come. They spend upwards of a year or two to create a sense of hype and demand and garner excitement from their audience. From 2018 to 2019, Bettina multiplied her income by three. She went from making $15,000 a year from her artwork to more than $46,000. Although that one big launch contributed to it, a lot of her increase in profits also came from her ability to market consistently. By February 2020, Bettina had paid off all $65,000 of her student loans and credit card bills. In addition to her side hustle, she credits Dave Ramsey's steps to get out of debt, as well as the chance to be able to live rent-free at her grandmother's old house. Still, she tripled her profits in just the span of the year. And Bettina isn't ready to slow down yet. In fact, she's firmly back in the saddle. I took a look at Bettina's website, bettinanorton.com, and I really liked the About page, which longtime listeners know I always have a special interest in. I think it is the second most important page on your website after the homepage. And Bettina does a good job of sharing her story. She's got lots of fun facts, yet also doesn't lose the focus on her art, which is the whole point for people coming to this website to feel a connection to her, but then also go and purchase something because she is an artist who wants to actually sell. Also, she has lots of different sizes. So whenever you find something that you like, you can purchase it in your choice of size, which of course, the larger the size, the higher the price. There's also a gentle upsell to a hand-printed version. So that's essentially, I don't know the technical details, but usually it's something that is manufactured, but then there is some kind of custom work or personalization that occurs as well. So all those kinds of things really add up over the course of a year. In addition to the product launch, she is selling more because she made those choices. So I would encourage anybody who's selling art or any kind of e-commerce, there's something you can learn from this, just like there is from every story. And that's how I approach making this show for you. I always try to learn something myself. Listeners, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Today's notes are at sidehustleschool.com/1639. You can find links to Bettina's site, anything else I mentioned in the episode. And if you've got a comment or question, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillifo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.